We're in Proverbs in the reading. And today it's Proverbs 1. We read the first part of it yesterday, and we finished it today from verse 20 to verse 33. The wise listen to God. This is a proverb of divine admonition. And the biggest thing that I saw is it's a real contrast. It's a contrast between the wise and the foolish. Fools hate wisdom. Fools scoff at wisdom. Fools are cynical about wisdom. Fools refuse to learn wisdom. Fools turn a deaf ear to wisdom. Fools laugh at God's counsel. Fools make a joke of his advice. Fools hate knowledge. Fools will have nothing to do with the fear of God. Fools will not take God's advice. God says tragic events will happen to fools. Instead, God says, if, whenever you see an if in the Bible, underline it. Put me or your name by it. If we hearken unto him, if we listen to him and heed wisdom, we shall dwell safely and be quiet from the fear of evil. The Message says about that last verse, now you can take it easy. You're in good hands. Amen. Well, I don't want us to stand and read this proverb together because so much of it is negative and talking about fools. But as I was thinking, the contrast, and then I looked at the words for the first song. I love to be in your presence.
Yes, amen.
I love to be in your presence. And we read recently in our reading how good it is to be with like-minded people. How wonderful and what special friends as Christians we are to one another. Because we lift each other up instead of tearing each other down.
Right.
So let's stand and let's say the first part. Well, we can say the whole thing. We're going to just read this. We're not going to sing it. Now, just try to read it without singing it. This is where I have real problems, but I'm going to try. I love to be in your presence with your people singing praises. I love to stand and rejoice, lift my hands, and raise my voice. You set my feet to dancing. You fill my heart with song. You give me reason to rejoice.
Rejoice.
Amen. I love to be in your presence, right? And it's good to be in his presence with each other.